for the next work that takes us up to the interval, which is by Sir James McMillan, his single movement trumpet concerto, Epiclesis. It was first heard here in 1993 when John Wallace was a soloist, and I asked James McMillan what he remembered of that night.
There was a lot going on. My twins were imminent at that time, so I was writing the piece towards the end of the pregnancy, so trying to snatch time to write was very much in my mind. But I had worked very closely with John. We spent a lot of time talking about it, and of course we were both younger men then, and it's a real workout for the solo trumpeter.
Now, you talk about a workout. I mean, you yourself played the trumpet, maybe still do secretly, I don't know. By writing this piece, what demands have you made of the player and the instrument?
Well, yes, I was a trumpeter and a cornet player when I was younger, and didn't work out very well. Other things took over. But I've always loved writing for brass, and to be able to get an opportunity to write a concertante work for the instrument that I used to play was a thrill. It was great. I remember John telling me, John Wallace, when he was preparing for it, that he went for consultations with a jazz screamer. That's one of those trumpeters who play up in the stratosphere all the time, and it's an area of the instrument that classical players don't play in a lot, but there are a couple of notes in my piece that do go up there, so John needed that little extra help, and Ulla has that range as well, which is wonderful to hear.
Now, this concerto, Epiclesis, has religious, it's got spiritual references about transformation, but musically speaking, what's the transformation we hear in the music?
Well, the purpose of the piece is to make audible the transformation of one material into another, I suppose, and vice versa. Hence, there's a kind of theological backdrop to the whole thing. Now, in music, of course, composers love transforming ideas into another and making them develop and evolve and so on, and that's what's going on here. There's, I suppose, you could call one element or one idea being based on plain song, and in fact it's based on the Adoro Te Devote chant, and the other complete opposite to that is a very violent interruption, and basically the two ideas oscillate between each other, the plain song serenity and the violent interruption. And gradually one influences the other, but also one gets shorter and the other gets longer, so that the violence begins to spread. But it also takes on the contours of the plain song, and similarly the plain song begins to contract, but takes on the violence of the other elements. So they kind of cross in the middle. They don't become each other, but they become heightened versions of each other.
So there's a drama being played out here. In fact, the piece is very theatrical from the very start, because at the beginning, the walk-on seems to be part of the drama.
Yes, I mean, as the soloist and the conductor walk on, there's a little group of string players at the back of the section start playing. They play this long chord, so that when the applause, if there is any applause, it dies down, the piece has started. And it's to give an impression, I suppose, of the eternity of the cosmos, which is, I suppose, the focus of what this piece is about, that music goes on. The music of the spheres, as it were, is always there. The presence of God is always there.
And making their way out onto the stage of the Usher Hall to perform this trumpet concerto, we have our soloist Ulla Edvard Antonsen and conductor Sir James McMillan. And together with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, we'll hear McMillan's Epiclesis.